We can walk in freedom. We can walk in victory because of what you have done for us. And even as we have just heard those two powerful words go out by Jade and Shante, I want to ask you already before I even start, whose report will you believe? Whose report do you choose to stand on tonight and believe? Whose report do you believe in the world when everything is falling apart around us, when there is so much uncertainty that we can visibly see? Whose report will you believe? Because we know that our God is good. Our God is the one who goes before us. Our God is the one who goes and makes the path straight, who clears the way so we can walk in victory, so we can walk in freedom, because that is what Jesus has come to do. That is what Jesus came to do for us on the cross. And I want you to hear this. What you surround yourself with matters. Are you surrounding yourself with negativity, with fear, with anxiety, with the opinions of people, with everything that is happening around you? And who you surround yourself with matters too. Whose report are you believing? Whose report are you allowing in? What are you allowing in? Because I know that I have made that decision, that I want to be so filled with the Word of God. I want to be so full of faith that when anything rises up that is contradictory to this Word, that is contradictory to what God has promised me, what will come out? It'll be faith. Faith will come out. This Word will come out. What I speak will be faith. What I hear will be faith. What I see will be faith. What I do will be faith, because I know that faith without actions is dead. Without faith, we cannot do anything. Faith is what pleases God. So when everything is rising up around us that is trying to distract us, that is trying to take us away from this Word of God, what is going to come out of you? It's going to be what you've been filling yourself with. So choose to fill yourself with this Word. Choose to fill yourself with faith. And it's what you have to be filling yourself with every single day. Whose report are you believing? The report of the Lord or the report of the world? And I actually want to take you quickly to Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. Hebrews 11, verse 33. Hear what it says. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched the flames of fire, and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. I want you to hear this. What you read about in the Bible, that same God that was with Abraham and fulfilled his promise to him, that same God that was with Moses and we saw Moses do incredible things, that same God that was with David when David stood in front of that giant and killed that giant, that same God is with you today. When you read about the stories, the amazing things that these men and women of God did, it is the same God, and He wants to meet with you. He wants to have that encounter with you, like Shante said. He wants you to put your full trust, all of your faith, all of your belief, all of your reliance in Him and His Word, because it's then that we see things change. It's then that we see things shift. It's then that we see the impossible become possible, because it is only with God that things can change for the better, that we can walk in that victory, that we can walk in that blessing, in that abundance. It is by faith. My reality is faith. I even want you to put that in the comments right now. My reality is faith, not the reality of this world. My report is the report of the Lord. My report is what the Word of God says, and that is will be always what I speak, because it's the same God that I read about in these pages of the Bible that is with me today. He is with us right now, and He wants you to have a relationship with Him. He wants you to trust in Him. There you go. Chanel, my reality is faith. Your reality has got to be faith, especially right now. You know what Jesus' assignment was? God sent Jesus so we could come back into relationship with the Father. Jesus died so that we could come back into relationship with the Father. And you know what our assignment is too? That exact same thing. To bring others to the knowledge of our God so that they too can come into relationship with Him. And you know what? When Jesus went to the cross, He went to the cross knowing. He hung on that cross. He went through everything that we read about. He did it all knowing that there will be many that will reject Him. The entire time He was going through that, He knew there would be many that would reject Him, but He still chose to do it. He still chose to go to the cross. He still chose to be obedient to what the Father had sent Him to do, because He knew for those that accepted Him, He just knew the abundance that we could walk in, that we would be pulled out of hell so we could spend eternal life in heaven with our God. He wanted us to walk in healing. He wanted us to walk in health, in prosperity, in success and blessing. Everything that is written in this book, we can stand on, we can walk in, we can be so confident in, because it's already been done. And Jesus knew. He knew that even those would reject Him, but He still chose to do it for those that would accept Him. So even now, while we go around and we bring others to the knowledge of Him, many will reject Him. Many will not want to know about Jesus. They're too bothered. They're too worried about what's going on around them. But you know what? They're going to see God. They're going to see God because of the fruit that is in your life. They're going to see God because of the confidence that you are carrying, because of the boldness that you are walking in this time. They're going to see who you believe. They're going to see what you stand on, which is the Word of God. Whose report are you believing in this time? Whose report? Is it the report of faith? As I'm seeing you all writing in the comment section, the life my children lives are by faith. That is correct. Stand up for your families. Our families will live by faith. Our businesses will operate by faith. Everything we do will be by faith, because it's faith that brings results and it's faith that pleases God. So I want to quickly take you to an example in the Old Testament. My favorite example to use in the book of Numbers. So when Moses sent out 12 to spy out the promised land, there were two men of faith that were in that group, and that was Joshua and Caleb. They were part of that 12 that Moses sent out to spy the land. And in Numbers 13, verse 27, it says, this was their report to Moses. We entered the land you sent us to explore, and it is indeed a bountiful country, a land flowing with milk and honey. Jump down to Numbers 13, verse 30 to 31. But Caleb tried to quiet the people as they stood before Moses. Let's go at once to take the land, he said. We can certainly conquer it. But the other men who had explored the land with him disagreed. We can't go up against them. They are stronger than we are. So while Caleb stood there with a positive report, what did the people believe? Who did they believe? What were they hearing? The negative report. We can't do it. We can't make it. We will never be able to. We will die because of what is in that land. And you know what their punishment was? They spent 40 more years in the wilderness, a place that they could have gone in to occupy that very same day if they had not believed the unbelief, if they had not believed the negative report. They could have entered that promised land that exact same day. What God had promised them, if they had believed the report of the Lord, that they were able to go and conquer it. but they believed the negative report. They believed that they could not because they did not understand the God that they served. They did not know that greater is He than anything that is in the natural, than anything what is happening around us. We serve the living God that is greater than anything that could ever come against us. And you know what? This generation is going to stand up for the Word of God. This generation is going to stand up for the report of the Lord. And I want you to hear this. The church of Jesus is building. Jesus is building His church. And we need to know, you are the church of Jesus Christ. And I want you to hear me. And I say this with so much confidence. It does not matter what the world is saying. It does not matter about what the opinions of people are saying about the church. The church is going to fall away. The church is just going down. The church is silent. The church of God cannot be silenced. I want you to hear this. The church is being built. God is building His church. And as the Word says, the very gates of hell cannot prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. The enemy himself, with all of his power that he thinks he has, with all of his demons that he thinks he has, that has power over God, they have nothing. They have nothing compared to what Jesus has, to what He's given us, that Holy Spirit, the power that He's placed on the inside of us. Nothing can stand against us. And we need to be so confident in that. Even right now, as we are hearing the reports, we're seeing it around us. We choose to believe the report of God. We choose to believe the truth. We choose to stand on the goodness of our God, the faithfulness of our God, what His Word has said, and His church is being built. We will not back down. We will not stay silent, because greater is He. Greater is He who is living on the inside of you. You are filled with that same Spirit that picked up Jesus, that raised Him from the dead back to life. He is living on the inside of you. And He has power. Power that is on the inside of you. This generation will not be silent. We will not be held back by the things of this world. While everyone is sitting around saying, you don't have a hope, this generation doesn't have a future, you will stand up and say, I have a hope, I have a glorious future, I have a bright future, because the Word of God declares it, because I know who my Creator is. I know what my God has done for me. I know what He has still to do, and we will not fall away. We have purpose. While people are sitting around and saying, this generation, you don't have a plan. What are you going to do? Look around you. Look at this world. What's going on? What are you going to do? You are going to stand up and say, I have purpose. I have so much purpose. You have so much purpose on the inside of you that God has placed there, that no man, nothing that anyone can say, no earthly thing can take that away from you, because it's God that has placed it there. And God is not done. His church is not done. This is just the very beginning. As my husband always says, this is the greatest hour to be alive. This is the best time to be alive, because Jesus is building His church. And the gates of hell, that gets me so excited. The gates of hell cannot stand against what Jesus is doing, because He is so much greater. I want to take you to the scripture quickly. Jude 1 verse 25 in the Amplified Classic says, to the one only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, splendor, majesty, might, and dominion, and power, and authority, before all time, and now and forever, and to all the ages of eternity. Amen. All His promises are yes and amen. and we can say yes. We can say amen. We can say so be it, because it is written in His word. And when you catch that revelation, when you catch that God is the God of power, that God is the God of all authority, all dominion, all might belongs to Him, and that He has given us that same power, that same authority, the very name of Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, everything has to bow, everything has to leave, every agenda, every wicked thing, every evil opinion, thought, what is said against us cannot stand against us, because we carry someone who is so much greater, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit with all power. And we must walk in it. We must walk in that authority, in that power. And I want you to remember this scripture. Romans 10 verse 15. And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? That is why the scriptures say, how beautiful are the feet of the messengers who bring good news. How beautiful are the feet of messengers who bring the good report. The good report of our God. The good news that we have been given. And just as Shantae said, that revelation that we got, that she had. When you are reading this word, you are face to face with Jesus. And He is the good news. He is the good report. He is the only hope. He is the only Savior. He is the only one who heals. He is the only one who delivers. He is the only way to the Father. And our loving God sent Him. But we need to believe. We need to walk in that bold faith. We need to walk in that victory, in that power, in that authority that is available to us. We need to show those around us that as we walk in this good news, they are so desperate to know what it is that we carry. That peace, that joy, that boldness that they cannot get from anything else in this world, because Satan cannot give any of that. He tries to steal. The world cannot give anything of that. It can only come from God. It can only come from Jesus. And how beautiful are the feet of those who carry the gospel, of those who carry this good report, of those who carry the good news of our God. He is the only way. He is the only truth. He is the only way to the Father. He is what is good. And we need to be so confident in what is written. We need to be so confident in what His word says. We need to be so confident in who He says we are, in our identity, so we can stand up and proclaim this good news, so we can stand up and speak it, so we can tell people that He is the only way. He is the only way. And now as we go into a time of worship, lifting up His name, the name that is above every other name, the beginning and the end. Know that He is the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it is what we can carry to our generation, because we will not back down. We will not stay silent. In Jesus' name.